firstly, without any warning, they had submitted this application and they had given us only 2 weeks, which is clearly insufficient time to get submissions together. Given that they wouldn't give us an extension, they then moved such that over the weekend, I mean, the submissions closed on the Friday. By Monday morning, the mine had responded to over 1,100 submissions. That's a lot of submissions. The mine had responded by Monday morning, and then by Tuesday, the Department of Planning had considered the 1,100-odd submissions, had prepared us report, had prepared conditions of contract, two major pieces of documentation, all in 24 hours. So clearly, to us, the reason we think this whole process should be stopped is because the process so far has not made proper consideration to the submissions. And it's going off, I would say, not only half-cocked, but they are ignoring the community submissions, they're ignoring everybody's submissions. And this process should be halted in its track.
Although we heard from the New South Wales Premier Barry O'Farrell this morning in a news item, and he did suggest he has complete faith in the system. The department is following due process, he says. Well, I'll let you hear a little of what he had to say.
It's the Warkworth mine, and the department is following due process. No decisions have been made, and this is the usual consultation process that occurs.
But how can you be confident in that assessment process, given the planning department made its recommendation in just a third of the time that it takes for a usual DA application?
This is the usual process, and I'm entirely confident, given the fact that the Department of Planning Infrastructure New South Wales operates with great transparency, great openness, and in great cooperation with our state's anti-corruption body.
So you don't think it was pushed through too quickly?
No. Does that answer your question?
Absolutely not. Clearly, he doesn't understand what has happened. Firstly, we go back to the 25th of September. Now, back in 2003, Rio Tinto and the government of the day signed a deed of agreement saying they would never mine into this area. Now, on the 27th September, without telling anyone, Minister Hazzard signed an amending deed of agreement that completely wiped out that initial deed. And they kept it secret. They didn't tell us until we saw something about an amended deed in the application. Now, we, as the people of Bulga, who are most affected by this mine, we should have been told. Now, that is not open and transparent. So then you go on to about him saying, well, this is all according to the proper process and is open and transparent. That's absolute rubbish. The three department heads that signed that recommendation to approve the mine should be taken to task because they clearly signed a document that must have been prepared before submissions closed. Therefore, as our view, these submissions were not properly considered. And I think Barry O'Farrell needs to go and talk to his department heads. And I suggest those department heads should stand aside and there should be an inquiry into this because this is misleading the public.